This series talks about halachas that we do, and we try to understand them and define them, and therefore, hopefully, you'll understand the significance of them. I don't like the fact that Jews are robots, and we spent a whole year in trying not to be a Shomer Shabbos monkey. But I also don't like the fact that Jews do mitzvot, and they don't understand what the conceptual underpinning is of those mitzvot. They seem to do them, and they do them right, but they don't understand where it comes from, what it is, and how it is. And many mistakes are made due to that. And therefore, this particular series is called Halacha Coherently Yours, because my agenda is that by the end of the year, halachas that we do every day will be ones that you'll understand in terms of their background and ultimately their significance. So this morning, I'd like to speak about one of the things that you do every day. It's a very simple thing. It's a bracha we make every day. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Mem Zayin at the end that Nashim Mevarchot Birkat HaTorah. Women say Birkat HaTorah. What's Birkat HaTorah? What is Birkat HaTorah?
It's a blessing of the Torah where we thank in the morning with that we're Osek in the
morning. Right. Obviously, the blessing of the Torah, but Bruce's answer is lacking. He said the blessing of La'asok B'divrei Torah, and he's correct, but he's forgetting two things. Number one, if the answer is 50% correct, you're forgetting 50%.
There's another bracha.
What's the other bracha?
Noteina Torah.
Sher bachar bana mikol ha'amim, Noteina Torah. So we make two brachas every morning called Birkas HaTorah. Correct? Very good. Number two, you should know that the Sephardim do not say La'asok b'divrei Torah, but they say Al divrei Torah, which I can give a whole lecture on, but that's not the topic this morning. The topic this morning is this Birkas HaTorah thing. When you say the word bracha to anyone, immediately, in your mind, the Oraisa or the Rabbanan, biblical or rabbinic?
Rabbinic.
We have many Gemaras, the most famous in Maseches Brachos, that Anshei Knesset HaGdola were the ones that decided on the Brachos. Brachos, on Havdolos, everything we say, all the words in the Siddur, Anshei Knesset HaGdola, they're responsible for it. So if davening is short, or davening is strictly long, it's all because of Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Birkas HaTorah, per se, is different. Birkas HaTorah is one of the two brachos that the implication is in Maseches Brachos that it is a deoraisa. It is learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk is a pasuk that we read every year in Parshat Ha'azinu. You know that small little parsha, usually between either Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur to Sukkot. No one actually learns it because we're dealing with shofar, we're dealing with fasting, we're dealing with building a sukkah, and then, hop, there's a Shabbos, what are we going to do? We have no choice, we got to celebrate the Shabbos. You got a lane, all right, we'll lane, we won't even talk about it. If we say a Dvar Torah at the table already, then we'll say it about the sukkah, we'll say it about the lulav, or we'll say it about the fast, but Ha'azina will leave out. So in Ha'azina, which is a beautiful song, it says, Kishem Hashem Mikra, the name of God I'll say, Havu Godol Elokeinu. From some reason, the Gemara learns out from that pasuk, Birkas HaTorah. So because it's learned out from a pasuk, many, many, many assume that it's Min HaTorah, it's the Oraisa. However, there is a point of view that it's not, and that is that it's actually Min Derabanan. The Mishnah Brura, right at the beginning of Siman Mem Zayin, brings all the points of view. But from our perspective, we have a problem. Because what did I just read to you? I just read to you, Nashim Mevarchot Birkat HaTorah. Women say Birkas HaTorah. Does anyone around this table have a problem with that halachically? Not chauvinistically, halachically. Not feministically, halachically. Women say Birkas HaTorah. Does anyone around this table have a problem?
Well,
you should have a big problem.
Is it time-related?
Time-related. Close. You're getting close. You're getting there. Bruce said time-related, which would imply what?
Some women are pater if it's time-related.
Well, this one's not time-related per se, though we say it every morning, once a day, every day. It doesn't seem to be time-related per se. But we have another problem. Are women obligated to learn Torah?
Seemingly not.
Mefurish Rambam at the end of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah says, "Nisha shelamda Torah yeshla sachar v'lo kischarish b'pen shelo nitztavet." A woman that learns Torah has sachar, but not like a sachar of a man, because she's not obligated. Now we have a big problem. We have a huge problem. How can a woman get up in the morning and say before God, blessed be you, God, King of the universe, who has commanded me in his mitzvah to the words of Torah, Sfaradiya, Ashkenazi, to be busy with the Torah. Was she commanded?
Well, maybe when you say
busy, was she commanded?
Not to learn Torah.
1 second. Was she commanded?
Well, not to learn.
She's not commanded not to learn Torah. So how does she make a Birkas HaTorah if she's not commanded to learn? Now, the Shulchan Aruch himself, who said that the bracha is al divrei Torah, on the words of Torah, the question is compounded. Because maybe according to our Ashkenazi custom that we say la'asok b'divrei Torah, you could say, okay, she's busy with Torah. Right. She's making kosher food. She's being honest in business. She's being careful when she's driving. She's being busy with Torah. That she's doing, she can make the bracha. But if you say like the Shulchan Aruch, al divrei Torah, how can the same Shulchan Aruch turn around and say, and therefore she should say every morning, and I'll say it in English, blessed be you God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, at kan akol beseder, as we say, and obligated us on the words of Torah. God never obligated women to learn Torah. They can if they want, but they're not obligated. So how can they make a bracha? Now let's add a little more oil to the fire. Yes, Bruce.
Maybe when it says on the words of Torah, that doesn't mean learning, it means being a Baba
Torah. 1 second, we'll get to answers. First, we have to bring the questions. Question number 2. You can easily turn around and say, well, you know, why do women say Birkas HaTorah? Very simply, if a woman shakes a lulav, she's not obligated to shake a lulav. Does she make a bracha?
Yes, well, it depends whether the Ashkenazi Sephardi.
Oh, Ashkenazi Sephardi. What is Shulchan Aruch Paskin?
I don't believe she makes a bracha.
Right, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, she doesn't make a bracha. So how can our Shulchan Aruch in this case come along and say she makes a bracha, even though she's not commanded, if in every other place, lulav, shofar, any mitzvah she's not obligated in, the Shulchan Aruch, not the Ashkenazim, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, no. So question number 1, how do they make the bracha? They're not obligated. And question number 2, if you'd like to say, well, they make brachas on other things, according to the Shulchan Aruch, they don't make brachas on other things. So how can women, how can the Shulchan Aruch dare to say to us, end of Simon Mem Zayin, 4 words, Nashim Mevarchot Birkat HaTorah. Women make the bracha on the Torah. Answers. Let's go. We teach our children this Shulchan Aruch, women as well as men, girls and boys, make the bracha on the Torah. Ashkenazim, Sephardim, no difference on this issue. How come?
Does it relate to women teaching their children Torah?
They relate to women teaching their Torah. What do you mean?
Well, if they expected to teach aspects of Torah to their children, and therefore they should cover themselves with the bracha, because they're going to be discussing the Divrei Torah.
Okay. So, the Beit Yosef, who's the Beit Yosef? Rav Yosef Karo, who's the author of the Shulchan Aruch, in his Beit Yosef on this issue, because obviously this is a Shulchan Aruch is a summary of the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef is an encyclopedia of Rav Yosef Karo when he wrote it in the 16th century of all the Rishonim and the Achronim up to his time. You can decide if Rav Yosef Karo is a Rishon or an Achron, but the bottom line is he brings all these points of view. And in these points of view, he brings the Agur. The Agur says in the name of the Mahari Mulin, who's the Shut Maharil, if you may know him, that indeed,
Rafi,
I'm having a senior moment. Rafi says, like the Agur, that women make Birkas HaTorah. Why? Even though they don't have to learn Torah, because of the following reason. Number 1, women are not obligated to learn Torah Shebi'el Pet, but they are obligated to learn Torah Shebichtav. Right? Number 2, women are going to be davening. During davening, we say many words of Torah. If they follow the sitter, they're going to say korbanos, they're going to say many different things. So therefore, there's certain things that women do say. If I can just read his words to you to let you know. Number 1 is, Zeu b'torah sheba'al peh, v'alot b'shorah shebichtav. And number 2, he says, ki hen mi mevarchot kriyat ha-korbanot v'tfilah, keneged korbanot תקנום, והם חייבות בתפילה. ואם כן, חייבות גם כן בקריאת העולה והקורבנות, וכל שכן לדברי סמך שכתב, שהנשים חייבות ללמוד הדינים השייכים להן. So the Agur says three things. Women are not totally not learning Torah. Number one, they're learning Torah shebichtav. Number two, they're davening and they're saying words of Torah. And number three, they're keeping kosher. They have to know the words of kosher. If they're going on a trip on an airplane, they have to know when to daven. In terms of time changes, there's certain laws, many laws, in fact, the majority of the 613, that women as men are obligated in. So they have to know what they're doing. They have to know the halachos of being a Jew, what we call the Jewish lifestyle. And therefore, you can't say a woman is totally not learning Torah. Even if you want to be one of those people that say, we don't teach our women Gemara, we don't teach them any of these things, they are learning Torah. Every Jewish woman throughout the generations are either learning the laws that they have to do, they're either davening and they're saying words of Torah, or at least they're learning Chumash. So therefore it makes sense. They're obligated in the mitzvah, so they make a bracha.
You're giving such a strong argument that that's how it is that we're asking the other one, the Shulchan Aruch, that they don't make the bracha, in light of what you're saying.
The Shulchan Aruch says they do make the bracha.
But there was a position of
it. Nashim bevachot birkat haTorah. That's what we're trying to explain why.
Oh, I see.
The problem with this is that it's very problematic. The problem with this Agur is that it seems like he's going and saying what we've done many times, and that is to say there's a local reason. What do you mean a local reason? Locally, Birkas HaTorah is different because shofar they don't have to do. But Birkas HaTorah, which is on learning Torah, well, there are certain elements of Torah they do. So we can't learn from this anything big. Just technically, they are learning Torah. Either they're learning the laws that they are obligated in, or they are learning Torah Shebichtav, or they are davening. Any of the three, they're doing. So very simply, why do they make Birkas HaTorah? Because they are obligated in learning Torah, at least these elements of Torah.
Shofar they don't have to
do? No, shofar they don't have to do. They choose to, that's already the machlokas if they make the bracha. So this is looking at it very, very locally. The question is, can we look at it a bit more globally? Comes along the Gra, and as Bruce said earlier, the Gra basically says that this whole Agur is very, very problematic, because with due respect, we have very explicit psukim that say, you shall teach b'neichem, v'lo'et b'noteichem. We know very well, you can't say, oh, this is Torah Shebichtav, this is Torah Shebaalpeh. Come on, that's not serious. And what do you mean, learning the laws that apply to them? With due respect, what do you mean, the laws that apply to them? The laws that apply to them, that's not learning Torah. What's learning Torah? Learning Torah is not telling a Jew how to act. Learning Torah is learning Torah. Is learning the laws, understanding the laws. Everything we're doing here around this table won't change, in my opinion, the way you're going to say Birkas HaTorah. Tomorrow morning you're going to say it too. So if we're just learning what we have to do, all I have to tell him is to make Birkas HaTorah every morning, two brachos, finished. Right? So the Gra doesn't like this Agur. He seems like he's locally trying to take a sponge and wring out the water from it as much as possible. Yeah, they don't have to learn Torah, but they have to learn a little Torah, parts of Torah, not all the Torah. He doesn't like that. And the Gra therefore gives the answer that Bruce gave, and that is, of course, that indeed, the Shulchan Aruch is basically paskening here, like the Tosfos against the Rambam, that a woman who shakes a lulav, blows the shofar, makes a bracha, so too, she makes this bracha if she so chooses to learn Torah. So if she's learning in any of the midrashot, any of these higher schools for learning Torah, she makes a bracha. What's the problem with that, before you raise your hand? This is the same Shulchan Aruch that says that she does not make a bracha on lulav, does not make a bracha on shofar. So how would I, over here, yes, and over there, no?
Because she's not commanded specifically.
Here she's not commanded specifically too. In other words, the Gross saying he paskins like the Tosfos. He doesn't paskin like the Tosfos. Consistently, in every case, in halacha, where a woman is not obligated in the mitzvah, if she volunteers to do it, we say, wonderful, we give her a yasher koach. Not shaking hands, just a yasher koach. But she doesn't make a bracha, according to the Shulchan Aruch. So how can the same Rav Yosef Karo turn around and say, no, here I paskin like the Tosfos. What? He's talking out of two sides of his mouth? So this Gra is very problematic. So we have so far two answers. One is that women do learn elements of Torah. But we found that problematic because the elements they learn are very limited. More than that, they're not learning Torah. They're just learning how to act as a Jew. They're learning the conversion course of what it means to be a Jew. And we found the Gra that says, no, maybe they paskin like the Tosfos. whatever it might be, these answers seem to not really give us a proper grounding in why women make Birkas HaTorah. But these are the two answers suggested, the Agur and the Gra. Yeah.
Could it be that learning Torah is more expansive than just individual halachot, but more of a hashkafic perception? Belief in God, Amuna, and those issues, everyone, men and women, have to be involved with all the time learning.
I don't understand.
Rather than individual mitzvot, whether women are obligated or not obligated, in terms of do I do this, do I shake this, do I do that, as opposed to a mindset, a belief in God, Amuna, Yirat Hashem, love of Hashem, something more expansive, and in that perhaps men and women are obligated all day long, perhaps, and that's why women make that problem. It's not linked to individual mitzvot rather than a world view, let's say, a God-centered world view, which is involved with studying Torah, whatever we want to call that. And therefore, there's a proper involvement.
I still don't get it.
Well, women should make this bracha because they're going to be involved during the day of learning about Hashem and how to deepen their emuna in God. And it doesn't involve action-oriented mitzvot as opposed to more emotional, intellectual mitzvot.
Right, but that what you're saying, the more emotional, intellectual mitzvot, women do not have to learn. For example, if we take korbanot, women are not obligated. If we take zvachim, Masechet Zvachim, we have to learn Masechet Zvachim. The women have to learn Masechet Zvachim?
Yeah,
no, because it's not practical.
I'm talking about, let's say...
Well, that's exactly my point. But women are not obligated in learning Torah. Learning Torah means learning Torah whether you have to do it or not. When you learn Torah as a man, you have to learn even the laws that apply to the Beis HaMikdash, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. A woman does not.
What about the idea of Munah and Hashem?
Emunah in Hashem per se, a woman does, because it's part of her lifestyle as a Jew. Again, that's the Agur's answer. There's certain things that women have to learn. I agree.
And that's why she makes that
problem. Okay, so we have the answer of the Agur, which is a good answer locally. We have another answer of the Gra that says, well, he paskins like the Tulsa, which I find problematic, because quite frankly, he paskins otherwise. Now I'll tell you why I have a problem with the Agur. The Beit HaLevi, who was a very important person because he's the great-grandfather of Rav Soloveitchik, that's why he even came on the map, he's a Soloveitchik, his name was Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, just he's the great-grandfather of the contemporary Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, says, very simply, in his Chelek Aleph of his responsa, that learning Torah has two elements. First of all, is to know, to learn and therefore to do. In other words, we learn about Birkas HaTorah and then we do it. And number two, there's another thing, and that, of course, is that you have to learn even what you don't have to do, or even after you did it, you learn. Women, he says, just have to learn what to do. Once they know, finished. Gone. So how can the Agur say, because they learned the mitzvot they need to know, they obligated in saying Birkas HaTorah? Birkas HaTorah is not Limud Torah. It's on Limud Torah. They're not learning Torah. They're learning what they have to do. They take a pamphlet, they find out the Jew does this and that and the other thing. Once they got it, they chopped it, they don't have to do chazara. They don't have to learn it again and again. You don't have to tell them on Shabbos, sit down and learn. You don't have to tell them during the week, koveya itim. That's only for men, not for women. So even if the Agur is correct, they have to learn the mitzvot they need. So that's about a 2-day crash course on Judaism. For the rest of their life, they don't. A man, on the other hand, does. So what are they making it? Anyway, a third answer is another member of the Soloveitchik family, and that is his uncle. The Grease. Not the grease, the grease you put in your tires, but the Grease. The Grease is Hagaon Rav Yosef Zev Halevi Soloveitchik. He is the uncle of Rav Soloveitchik, his father's brother. And he was what's called the Brisker Rav, because he ultimately was the rabbi in Brisk, and then during the Holocaust made it to Israel. He lived in Yerushalayim, in Geula, right across from the old Edison Theater. I'm assuming no one knows where that is today because it became a yeshiva. You can well imagine what that neighborhood is and how can they have a movie theater. But that's where he lived. Anyway, a fascinating individual. And he says as follows. He has a book on the Rambam because all the Briskers love the Rambam. And he tries to explain the difference. He said like this. He heard from his father, and I quote to you, "Debirkata Torah ena brachal kiyuma mitzvah shel Talmud Torah." Birkas HaTorah is not on the mitzvah of Torah, of learning Torah, because women are not obligated in that. Rak, dehu din, Bifnei atzmo, de Torah ba'e bracha. That the Heftza learned known as Torah needs a bracha. Kedayelfinam bebrachot, as we learned out in brachot, as I said earlier, kishem Hashem ekra havu godel lelokeinu, when we say the name of God, give praise. Thus, im kein, ein zedin sheshayach la mitzvah klal, rak de Torah tzma tu'una bracha, v'nashim pturot rak me mitzvah shel Talmud Torah, aval inam mufka'ot mi'etzem ha-cheftza shel Talmud Torah, ve'limudam, have bichlal Talmud Torah, ve'shapir yeshem levarecha limudam, kivan de lo atinan al ze mikoach, leita de chiyu mitzvah. What he basically says is, you're misunderstanding. Berkas ha-Torah is not on the mitzvah of learning Torah. If it would be on the mitzvah of learning Torah, what would happen? Now picture in your mind any bracha you make. You make a bracha on a mitzvah. What do you do right afterwards?
You do the action.
Kol ha-mitzvot kulan, mevarech aleihem over la'asiyatan. It's a Gemara in Psachim, Daf Zayin. The Gemara brings two yotzim min haklal, two exceptions to the rule. The first exception to the rule is a ger. Because a ger is someone that when he ultimately goes into the mikveh, he's not a Jew, so he can't say, you have commanded me in your mitzvot, this, that, or the other thing. And number two, if a person, there's another exception to the rule, where you cannot make the bracha beforehand, and that is, if it's talui b'dat acherim. Let's say, if I'm giving tzedakah. So maybe the Ani won't want to take my tzedakah, so I make a bracha asher kedishah, misavet zivano latei tzedakah, or whatever it is, and the Ani throws it back in my face. So I made a bracha levatala. So anytime you have a mitzvah that's talui bedat achirim, that's dependent upon you, you obviously don't make the bracha until after the mitzvah, and tzedakah there's no bracha at all, which is a question unto itself. We'll deal with that some other time.
Yeah, because you can put it in the box.
Right, but you don't make a bracha. It's interesting. You don't make a bracha. Eventually, you put it in the box, you give it to the Ani may not want it. In any case, says degrees. If Birkas HaTorah would be a regular bona fide mitzvah, bracha of a mitzvah, Birkat HaMitzvah, then what would you have to do right afterwards?
Learn!
However, even though in our Siddur we do have right afterwards Elul Dvarim Shelem Shiur and Birkas Kohanim and whatnot, that's not obligatory per se. If you made the Birkas HaTorah in the morning and you did not say those words because right away you came to shul late and they're up to Baruch Hu, whatever, and you forgot about it, then you went to work, whatever, and then at night at about 9 o'clock you opened up a sefer or you heard a lecture, you're even listening to this lecture, do you have to make another Birkas HaTorah?
No.
We learned that Tosfot many times together. So he says it's not a bracha on a mitzvah because by definition if it would be you'd have to learn right afterwards. La sok b'divrei Torah, whatever I'm b'divrei Torah, open up a Mishnah Berurah. La sok b'divrei Torah, open up a Mishnah, a Chumash, whatever. We don't do that. So says the Griz, you're not making a bracha on a mitzvah of learning Torah. What are you doing? You're making a bracha on the fact that the Jewish people have Torah. They have an intellectual scholarship system. It's not just do's and don'ts, it's an intellectual system of learning. It's part and parcel of Judaism. God gave us a gift on Shavuos, for which we don't just eat blintzes, but we make a bracha every day. In other words, it's not a bracha of a mitzvah. It's a bracha
like a situation
on the beautiful phenomenon that we have Torah. So it's not a birkat mitzvah per se. It's more of a birkat shevach, a praise. Now, if you look at the bracha, you can see it both ways. On the one hand, it's pretty bona fide in the way we make brachas. What's the bracha on lighting Shabbos candles? Shalom mitzvotav etzivanu. La'adlik ner shel Shabbat. What's the bracha on eating matzah?
Hamotzi
is not on eating matzah per se. That's on the bracha you make before you eat matzah. What's the bracha on the mitzvah of eating matzah on the Seder night? The Shalom mitzvotav etzivanu. Al achilat matzah. What's the bracha on reading the Megillah? Shikshanta Mitzivanu. Al Mikra Megillah. And right away you read the Megillah. That's the only bracha. Maybe this is Al Shas Anisim Shechiyanu, but that's it. Right? Here you have a whole longer Megillah. On the one hand, we have that beautiful Nusach. Shikshanta Mitzivanu La Sot B'Divrei Torah Al Divrei Torah. On the other hand, what do we have? The Torah should be sweet in our mouth. Continue, please. Amcha Beit Yisrael, v'niyechlu alnu v'anachnu v'tzeitzeinu v'tzeitzei, Amcha Beit Yisrael, kulanu yodei shemecha, ve'elom dey torotech l'shema, baruch atah Hashem elamei tolamo Yisrael, baruch atah Hashem elamei tolamo Yisrael, baruch atah Hashem elamei tolamo Yisrael. What is that? Why am I eat matzah? One bracha, finished. Asher k'dishon t'abit tzivanu, you do it. You don't have that here. You have, first of all, two brachas, or maybe even three, and you have a longer Megillah. So says the Greece, this is not a bracha of a mitzvah. And it's not even on the mitzvah. It's the bracha on the fact that the Jewish people have an intellectual system of learning. And thus, we make not one but two brachas, even maybe three. We have a langa megillah in the middle of a harevna. It's not on the mitzvah. If it would have been on the mitzvah, women would not say it. Especially according to the Shulchan Aruch that says they don't say the bracha on shofar and lulav. Birkas HaTorah is different. Point positive, there's a longer Megillah. And number two, what did I say at the beginning of this year and with this we conclude for today? Only for today? Is Birkas HaTorah Doraisa Derabbanan? Doraisa. At least that's the implication of many Rishonim and the implication of the Gemara. It's learned now from a Pasuk. The same Gemara that learns that benching is Doraisa says that this is Doraisa. Different Psukim, but that's the Gemara. The Gemara never said that the Bracha before Matzah, Megillah. Megillah is not a good example because it's the Rabbanon, but Matzah on the Seder night. The Bracha before shaking a lulav is the Oraisa. The Brachos are the Rabbanon. This one's the Oraisa. So, Birkat HaMitzvah, as we know it, it's a the Rabbanon enactment. And then there's rules and regulations, how do you do with it? Mainly, one of them is that if women are not obligated, they don't make a Bracha according to the Shulchan Aruch. This is not a Birkat HaMitzvah. What's this? Birkat HaShevach. So therefore, women make it, just like they make a bracha on Besamim, just like they make a bracha on other things. So that's what the Greece says. So to sum up for today, but we're not finished, we said women make Birkas HaTorah. That's the halacha. We try to understand why. The first answer is, because they do learn Torah. They learn laws that apply to them. Came along the Beis HaLevi and said, that's not learning Torah. Learning Torah is to learn laws even if they don't apply to you. The second answer of the Gra is, no, he really paskins that you make a bracha even though you're not obligated. We have a problem, because in every other place, he says not to make a bracha. And now the Griz came and said, it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, take it out of your mind. It's a beautiful blessing of the Jewish people, thank God. We're not just the do's and don'ts people, or like other religions, we're not just a religion that believes. We are a religion that has an intellectual system of Torah learning, and we make a beautiful Birkas HaShevach in the morning. There is a problem with what he said, and I leave this for you to think about, because next week I'm going to give a different answer, a fourth answer. We do start out with the normal, regular nusach of a Birkas HaMitzvah. We say Asher, Kiddishanu, V'mitzvotav, V'tzivanu. If it was a Birkas HaShevach, it probably would have been different. The Griz would probably answer, well, very nice, that's the way you start. But you don't end there. You continue with Ba'arevna and many other different things. So you make a longa Megillah out of it. And it's very similar to other beautiful brachos that are Birkas HaShevach that you make in Judaism. Let's give you another example. What's the bracha you make on giving the ring? Sher k'dishanu b'mitzvotav, before you give the ring at a wedding. You don't say Sher k'dishanu b'mitzvotav l'kadesh isha to get married. It might not even be a mitzvah to get married. The machlok is Rishonim, if there's a mitzvah to get married or not, per se. What's the bracha? Asher k'dishan mitzvah mitzvahnu ala rayot, v'as alanu et arusot, v'itir lan t'nesuot lan ide chupa v'kiddushin, baruch ato Hashem k'desh amo yisrael chupa v'kiddushin. That sound like a birkat mitzvah to you? No, probably not. It's a birkas HaShevach, probably. The Rambam says it is a birkas mitzvah, but it's very problematic because that's not the normal nusach. Same thing here. The normal nusach should be La'asok b'divrei Torah, call it a day. Le'al divrei Torah, call it a day. That's not the nusach here. The nusach here is a long Megillah. So that's the answer of the Griz. It's blessed be you God, we have a system of learning. We can come to shul, and instead of davening, we don't waste our time, we learn. I don't like when people do that. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. But quite frankly, we do have a system. And when you're in a bus stop, or you're on a plane, or you're walking, or you're running, we have a system of learning. It's not just do's and don'ts, and when they're finished, no religion. We have a system of learning that's part and parcel of our religion. A system that intellectually stimulates and challenges you. And that's the bracha we make every morning. Ad kan for today. Next week we will continue with more on this issue, because I think Birkas HaTorah warrants much more.